Okay. And sorry it took so long, but we'll call the order. Are we recording? Ready to go?
Yes, we're recording.
Okay. I would like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for the Student Success Programs Nonprofit Board, which operates the Odeo Charter Schools and the Charter School of San Diego. I'm Len Herring, Chairman of the Board of Directors, and I will facilitate this meeting. First, we'll take a roll call. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction. Is there anybody on the group, anybody on the list from the public? In attendance from the public? People don't know each other?
I think everyone knows each other or knows of each other.
Okay. Then we will go through the process of making introductions. Item 1.2 is a roll call. Myself, obviously, here. Scott?
Present.
David is excused from the event. Tim Morton?
I'm here.
Okay, great, Tim. Eric Schweinfurter?
Present.
Okay. Mary, is there anybody on the staff that we've not met or have not been introduced to?
No one that's new. There's numerous teachers out there that you may not know, but I don't know if you want to go through all 20. I think they're just out there being supportive. How about that?
And we appreciate that. So thank you. Okay. Item 1.3, consideration of approval with the adoption of the board findings pursuant to government code section 5490953, echo one. The SSP board of directors determines in accordance with the government code section, as just indicated, that meeting in person would present imminent risk of health or safety of attendees. Pursuant to government code section 5495.3, echo 3, the board has also reconsidered the circumstances of the state of emergency declaration by the governor on March 4th, 2020, and finds the state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the directors to meet safely in person and or that state or local officials continue to impose or recommend measures to promote social distancing. Additionally, AB 6361 requires that this finding be made every 30 days to continue to permit teleconferencing meetings without adhering to some of the traditional requirements, the Brown Act specifically, with the teleconferencing requirements for the government code section 5490, 54953, Bravo 3. Do I have a motion for the approval of item 1.3?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Okay. We will conduct a roll call. When I say your name, please let me know A or B, aye or no. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David is excused. Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Item 1.4 is the establishment of a quorum. Do I have an approval? Do I have a motion for the approval of item 1.4?
Tim Morton.
Okay, second?
Second.
Okay, we will conduct a voting roll call again. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David excused. Tim?
Tim is aye.
Very well. Eric?
Aye.
Maintain that we've established a quorum. Motion passes. Next will be the Pledge of Allegiance. If I can ask everyone to stand and provide the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Item 1.6, approval of the agenda. Item 1.6, do I have a motion for the approval of item 1.6?
So moved.
Well, we have a second.
Second, Tim Morton.
Thank you, Tim. We will conduct a voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David is excused. Tim?
Tim is aye.
Thank you. Eric?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on, item 2.0 is public comment. Public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of the Student Success Program Board non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than a total of 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time in accordance with the Brown Act. No discussion or action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda and considered below. Each agenda item will be commented on and have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted for each item non-agenda. We will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may equivocally decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted time frame. Moving on to item 2.1, non-agenda public comments. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by myself. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on the items not on the agenda?
I don't see any members of the public. Teachers, do you have anyone there at the sites? No? I see Wendy, Gail, they're shaking their head now. No members of the public, Admiral Herring.
Okay, hearing none, we'll move on. Item 2.2. Agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by myself. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on the agenda items?
None, Admiral Herring.
Hearing none, we'll move on to item 3.0, consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved or enacted by the board in one motion in the form listed below. Unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from that agenda, there will be no discussion of these items prior to the board's vote on them. The president recommends approval of all consent agenda items. Do I have a second?
Second that.
Well, and the only item is 3.1 is consider approval of minutes for the December meeting. Okay, and I have a second. Then we will conduct a roll call vote. Myself, aye. Scott.
Admiral Harry.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Was there something on the?
You made the motion to approve. I was just. You should abstain since you weren't at that meeting.
Yeah, I can do either, but yes, okay. I'll abstain. So if I can have a motion to approve that, then we can do it without my being there.
I'll make the motion to approve the consent agenda 3.1.
You know, okay, second good catch. Scott, yeah, second thanks, good catch.
So I will, I will abstain, Scott.
Second.
Okay,
aye.
And vote.
Aye.
Okay. David is excused. Tim?
Tim is aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes. Moving on, item 4.0 is action item. Action item for the Adeo Charter School. Consider approval of the Educator Effectiveness Grant Plan. On December 1st, the public hearing was conducted for the Odeo Charter School Educator Effectiveness Grant, where Catherine Rambo, the Curricular and Professional Development Coordinator, presented the plan. Do I have a motion for item 4.1.1?
So
very well. Do I have a second?
Second, Tim Morton.
Good. I would just like to make a comment, Admiral Herring, is it appropriate now?
Yes.
Just came off a two-day conference by Eric Primack, a state conference, and this effectiveness grant was discussed, and to many people, although it wasn't really a something new. They've been informed and they hadn't taken any action. It has to be taken before the end of the year. So I'm so glad we're not in that position. Thank you, staff, for the wonderful, wonderful work you've done in preparing this in advance. And thank you, board members. I know you're very important and very busy, and you know you have your own businesses, to take the time for the public hearing and to take the time for this vote. We are so, so grateful. And teachers, of course, all of the input that you provide and the delivery system that you have is superior. I'll share more about that in another time, but thank you very much, everyone, for their role in helping us be on top of things and preparing the work associated with this grant. I recommend approval.
Okay, thank you. I know I was not at the meeting, but I did have an opportunity to skim through and read. Very impressed with the material that's there. I honestly have to say that if education were to focus its fashion in this, in the way it's written here, we'd be a heck of a lot better off nationwide in making sure that education was more focused and put together properly. So I'm very impressed by what was done. And I do believe that, you know, expect what you inspect, and measurement is certainly a very important part of how you determine whether or not what you're doing is successful. And this certainly lays out that plan to ensure our students are provided the best education that we can offer them. So I will now conduct a vote. Myself, I'm going to vote because I did read the plan. So I'm approving the plan, not abstaining because I'm not there. So I vote aye. Scott?
Aye.
David is excused. Tim?
Tim is aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Very well, item passes. Action item for the Charter School of San Diego. On December 1st, the public hearing was conducted for the Charter School of San Diego Educator Effectiveness Grant, where Catherine Rambo, the Curriculum and Professional Development Coordinator, presented the plan. Do I have a motion for item 4.2.1?
Motion to approve, Tim Morton.
Thank you, Tim. A second?
Scott, second.
Thank you, Scott. Is there any discussion on this item?
Same comments and recommend approval. Right.
We will conduct a voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David is excused. Tim?
Tim is aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Thank you, everybody. We will now move on to item 5.0, board announcements and the comments. From time to time, the board has topics of interest that they would like to share to the community. These are informational in nature and do not require action. Do we have any announcements or comments?
I just have a comment. Since we're at the end of the calendar year, and there's been so much tremendously wonderful work that's been done, and in the new year, we'll be, you know, talking about that more. First of all, I certainly would like to thank Tim for joining us this year on this board. He's very experienced, and the combination of Tim Morton and Eric and Scott and Len Herring and David Crean, that is truly superior leadership and guidance, and we appreciate it so much. We have been involved in outreach to our community during this difficult, challenging time, you know, for many people during the holidays. Thank you to everyone for their role in connecting people to resources in any way they can. We have a tremendous commitment to our communities, and we have not forgotten our communities. We do something every year, but especially this year, we've had partners that have reached out. Of course, we can't reach out specifically ourselves to give aid, but we can certainly help and work with people, such as the Nice Guys, many partners that are out there serving community. So, and to all the teachers and staff that are on, you know, my heart is with you during these holiday times. I want you to be so happy and so safe. And your families, please embrace them for me and tell them that we appreciate all that they allow you to do, again, on behalf of our students, our organization, and the community at large. So rest up, everybody, please. We're coming back in January with bells on and big smiles and high energy and ready for the excitement of a brand new year, which we hope will be a lot better and a lot healthier than last year. We're looking forward to all of that. So thank you once again. We appreciate it. You are wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary. And it is a sentiment that I think is certainly due. I know I speak for the rest of the board, but I want to thank the staff in particular for all your hard work. I know that especially this last 6 months has been extremely difficult for some, but I appreciate the professionalism and the tenacity that you have shown in the work that you've been doing in order to keep everybody on track. And then for the teachers who are present and those that are working every day in the classroom, I know that it has been a difficult year, but I am so proud to be part of the organization because you have done a miraculous job and you have so much to be proud of. I think that there is just so many things that I have experienced in my time with you all that show that there is a promising gift that teachers can provide. And it is the most important part of a child's development, and you are providing it. He has given you the gift to provide that gift to others, and I want to thank you for it. I do hope that you all have a tremendous holiday season, and I say that to everybody on the list. I will not be able to be present at anything in that fashion, but I do want you all to know that this holiday season is special, and hopefully the new year will bring even more gift and joy because of what you do. Okay, anybody else have anything else that we can wrap this up? Okay, again, happy holidays, everyone. Stay safe. Keep yourself in good health, and stay positive. Everything is working out, and you are all doing just an absolutely tremendous job. Okay, so I will now move on to item 6.0, which is adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Tim Morris. I was going to say, hearing none, we can do whatever you want. We got 20 minutes to my next Zoom meeting.
Tim Morton, second.
Okay, thank you. And I will now conduct a roll. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David is excused. Tim?
Tim is aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Again, Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy holidays. And please enjoy yourself.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye. Happy holidays.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, everyone. See you.